This is going to be my sixth time going out by myself, and this happened last Friday, June 22nd, and I was hit on by a couple of guys, and it's interesting how they go about it. I like to nickname them as, number one, the charmer, number two, the nice guy, three, the hiker, and four, the workman. Now, some of them only one left an impression, and I will remember him for a while. Stay tuned. Peace. Hello, this is Lady Jig with another episode of Love Exchange and Typical Life Shit, and that's part of the title I don't always say, but that's what my podcast really is about. So it's not just about love, sex, dating, relationships. I talk about other things outside of that as well. So yeah, part of me is sick of clubs. At least when I go on my own, when I'm with someone, especially if it's another guy, even though I'm not romantically linked with this person, other guys will less likely hit on me. And sometimes I don't like to get hit on. When I go to the club, I just want to dance and enjoy myself. If there's like a guy who genuinely just wants to dance and that's it, that's great. I only found one person like that. And now I'm his friend on Instagram. Anyway, but I do want to go over like the guys I met that night. So this was on last Friday, June 22nd. Some of these names I will keep. Some of the names I won't keep. So you don't even know what their real names are. Anyway, now, I think I talked about this before in my other podcast or episodes when it comes to me going out at night. The first thing I do when I walk into the club is I kind of just walk around, just kind of scope the areas. You know how there's clubs with seating and there's clubs where you're just standing, whatever. And there's different rooms sometimes. So I go to my area. It's full. Everyone is sitting at the booth and I'm just like, I can't sit here. So I go to another area. There was some seating available, people dancing around. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit. I always sit and observe and be like, okay, I think this is where I'm going to stay for a moment. And then most of the time it's not the music I like, so I don't even dance right away. I just chill and observe. I'm just watching how people dance, how people interact. It's all good. It's fun, you know? As long as I'm not staring in one direction or like at one person, it's fine. I'm safe. Anyway, so I'm sitting down and one guy sits next to me and he starts talking to me and I'm like, here we go, right? And to me, this is all fun. It's just talk, right? Talk is cheap. Guys can say all kinds of things. Women can even say things. They do things. They have actions towards men and don't mean shit. And that's the kind of mindset you have to have when you go in the club, either on your own or with friends, right? Don't take things seriously with anyone. Even when a guy's like, hey, we should go out sometime. I'll take you to this place, blah, 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 blah. Nah, do not take anything seriously. It's not to say there are men or women that may be genuinely interested in you and genuinely want to go out with you. Not to say they don't exist. But, you know, in the beginning, just listen, see what's up. And then if they're kind of persistent about seeing you outside of the club and not in the bed, because that will happen. But if it's actually during the day, they want to take you out to lunch, that is a good sign, my friend. Maybe take up on it. Anyway, so there's that. So this guy, his name is Jay. He's 25 years old, so actually a bit older than the guys that I usually attract, because I've attracted 23-year-olds. And okay, that's great. I should see that more of a compliment, that I'm getting people that are way younger than me hitting on me. So that's kudos to my genes. Thank you, mom and dad. Anyway, so I want to say this. His confidence is more attractive than his looks. Now, I'm not saying he's ugly, but he doesn't have like supermodel hot guy look. Do you know what I mean? You know how there's people who walk in, you're like, fuck, that guy is hot. And that's all you can think about. He's not like that, right? When you see him, you're like, you know, he's cute, adorable kind of thing. But he has enough looks that I think that will attract particular women. But women will fall for him because he's a charmer. He has confidence and he's a talker. right? And that talking, the talker part, is backed up with extreme confidence. Not that he's cocky either, but it's just enough confidence to get you hooked in. And I'll, okay, I can give you a few examples with this guy. So he was having like a conversation with me in the club. Now that's not necessarily a bad thing, but when the music is blasting and you actually just want to come there to chill, I don't really want a full conversation. I think it's fine if like you ask each other questions and then there's some breathing room in between, but to be like ask questions after back-to-back questions, I'm just like, are we on a date right now, you know? He would kind of make fun of my age because he found out how old I was. He's like, oh, are you too old to be here? And then made fun of me not drinking. And I told him, hey, I drank a bit at home, pre-drink. He's like, what did you drink? And I told him I had rosé. He's like, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. And then he kind of asked, like, what I was looking for. He's like, oh, when you're looking around here, what are you looking for? I'm like, bro, can you not stop asking me like these questions? And then when I didn't want to answer that one in particularly, because I feel like I could go into detail, he was like, oh, why don't you want to answer it? So you don't even know. I'm like, I don't want to fucking talk to you right now. You're ruining like my chill moment at this time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I came from work and I had to deal with all kinds of people at work. I don't want to have to deal with another person in the club. Right. So I didn't really say anything and I danced and then I sat back down and I got really thirsty, meaning I wanted water. So I was like, I want to get a drink. I want to get water, you know. So he stayed where he was at and that was that. And I was like thinking, I hope that was the last I see that guy, because I was just like, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? And I don't appreciate it that I told him I don't want to answer that question. And he like insults me like that's fuck. I don't need that shit, you know. So I walked away. I go to the bar, and this is gonna lead to the second guy.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Sponsors? Wait, I don't have sponsors. Who the hell put that up? I don't have sponsors. Unless you're a sponsor, you want to be my sponsor, please be a sponsor, because I don't have a sponsor. All right. So thank you for still sticking with me at this time about my fifth night out by myself. So here I am. I go to the bar to get water. I know that sounds lame as fuck, especially in the club, but I was thirsty. Like, my throat was dry. So I don't need no beer or alcohol to quench my freaking thirst. I literally need H2O. So I was there. I was able to find a spot at the bar just waiting. There was a guy standing next to me. He was already being served. Like, the bartender was getting his drinks and all that. Then he just looks at me. I look back. We, you know, we're looking at each other basically at this point. And I don't know, maybe he smiled, I smiled back, and I just thought, okay, we'll see what happens, right? And then he starts talking to me. He's like, what are you getting? And I go, water. And he kind of chuckles at me, which I get. He's like, water? It's like, hey, listen, I'm thirsty. Like, meaning I need water. And he's like, okay, I'll get it for you. I was like, okay. And then I was gonna hand him a $5 to pay for the bottle of water. He's like, nah, it's all good. And then so he asked water from the bartender. The bartender gives him 2 bottles of water, which I'm like, oh, here's that, thanks. He's like, no, you can have both. I'm like, ooh, thank you, you know. I didn't say it like that. I did say thank you, I appreciate it. And he's like, you lucky, you have a nice smile. And I was like, oh, thanks for noticing. And then he's like, oh, I'm gonna head back to my friends. I mean, you can join me if you want. So I thought about this, because I have 2 options, right? One, I go with him and see who his friends are. Basically choose your adventure at this point, right? So A, go with him and see who his friends are. Or B, no, and go to another area and find other people to mingle with, right? So I chose A. I decided to go with him. I'm like, you know what? Let's do this. The guy seems nice. We'll see what he's about. Then I start following him to, you know, where his friends were at. And I started thinking, oh my God, please do not go to the same area where I met Jay, the first dude, right? Because I'm just like, that would be awkward as fuck. Like, I'm not going back to that guy. I'm going back to this new dude. So I was just like, okay, whatever. Whatever the night will take me, let's do this, right? Anyway, so I follow him, and it turns out he's pretty much right next to that guy. I mean, I kind of see him, but I don't think he notices me. But I'm like, I'm having a good time, you know. Or this guy Julius is introducing me to his friends, some men, a few women, and it's all good. Like, they're just chilling, hanging out. He distributes the drinks, and people look at me like, "You got water?" I'm like, "Dude, I'm thirsty." You know what I mean? So yeah. Yeah, he was a nice guy. Like, I didn't feel like, oh, this guy's just gonna hit on me and do all kinds of shit to me, you know. No, he was a really nice guy. I think that's why I trusted him. He can dance, you know. I thought he was adorable, you know, cool dude. Someone that I would probably consider hanging out outside of the club as a friend. I know y'all are like, ah, friend zone. It's like, dude, don't diss the friend zone, okay? Friend zone is awesome, okay? Because friend zone means you are establishing a genuine foundation for a relationship, right? It is not founded upon just being sexually attracted to each other. It is more like you are getting to know each other and finding things in common and building a friendship out of that. So, you know, for those haters that friend zone, y'all gotta shut up, okay? anyway, so that is second guy, Julius. Nice guy who bought me 2 water bottles. And on to the next guy. Okay, I realized the last thing I said, I sounded like a hoe. So I didn't mean like on to the next guy. Now I'm bored with Julius. Nah, it wasn't like that. What happened was I sat down with his friends, and then he, you know, Julius introduced me to all his guy friends and women friends. And so one of the guys I end up talking to next was one of his buddies named Ryan. And he was a cool dude too. Didn't do anything to make me feel uncomfortable or whatnot, which is always should be the case. Mind you, that sucked. I had to say that, but yeah, anyway. What I can remember with Ryan is that he had thick glasses, he has a daughter, right? And you know, he asked me if I liked hiking, which I thought that was kind of cool because he sounds like he's looking just for someone to hang out with outside of the club. It wasn't necessarily someone to sleep with, it was actually to go outside, go hiking. And I appreciated that. I don't think I've ever gotten that in the club. Like, "Hey, do you like hiking?" I think it's cute. So kudos to that guy. At that time, I was super interested in this dude that I thought I was going to get a date. I didn't meet him in the club. It was somewhere else. Anyway, so I was so like, because I was a serial dater and I don't want to be doing that, but I realized I still can kind of talk to guys without officially dating them. Does that make sense? Anyway, that's a whole thought process I'm still going through. So I told them that, like, I'm okay. I mean, honestly, I'm not that into hiking. Part of me does want to try because I think it's a good thing to experience nature and be with friends and be outdoors, but I'm the kind of person that for some reason is not into it because I think it's like, oh, I'm going to get bitten by mosquitoes. It's too hot. Fuck, I don't want to be that person. Honestly, I don't want to be like that person like, ah, nah, it's too hot. I'm going to be sweating. Nah, nah, nah. I'm like, I've been in all kinds of environments. Heck, like, I've been to the Philippines so many times. It's humid. There's large insects there. But for some reason, I'm not into hiking. Not to say I won't try. Anyway, now I'm talking about hiking. So this guy wanted to go hiking, and for some reason, I don't know, I just thought, is this guy trying to get with me, you know? So I kind of said something like, "Well, you know, I'm into someone else, I don't know." He's like, "Oh, no, I don't mean it like that. Nah, I'm not looking for anyone like that," right? And dude, he didn't really talk to me after that. It really stopped the momentum of what was happening between us. We did dance a little bit and we sat back down. That's when we started talking. And after that, it was like as if I put on like some, I don't know, bug spray. And like, it was like I put on a deterrent basically to deter him away from me. Basically, that's just what happened. And I was like, oh shit, you know. But here's the thing though. I know I said that, and so maybe he thought, oh, this girl's just looking for a relationship. So maybe that's why that scared him. But I just recognize that he just wants companionship and not the commitment necessarily, because it doesn't sound like he has a partner. He just maybe has a baby mama because he has a daughter. So I get it. I scared the dude. I scared him. It's okay. It's whatever. I'm not even tripping about it. but I thought that was funny, like that, how that happened. So that's an example how, like, you bring anything remotely about relationships, you can scare a dude so fast, so fast. And I had a few experiences regards to that when I actually came to dating. Anyway, but I'm not going to go into that. I don't blame him for reacting the way he did. I get it, because I think if a guy goes up to me and wanted to say those kinds of things to me or hinting, I'll be like, hold your horses. We just met. So I get that. So I learned my lesson there. Thank you, Ryan, for reacting that way. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so that was the third dude. Hey, are you still with me? Okay, great. I'm glad you're enjoying this solo night out. Yeah. Anyway, next dude. Okay, this guy's named Damien, and he was really chill. Like he didn't really dance at first. He was just sitting there. And then, you know, we did dance a little bit, then we sat back down, and then I started talking to some other people, then I started talking to him. But then before I started talking to him again, he looked like he was really worried. You know, he looked really kind of sullen and just like as if he was thinking about something. And I couldn't help but wonder, like, what's up with him? You know, I wonder if he's okay. So I actually asked him, I go, hey, are you okay? You just seem so worried. And he's like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm just thinking about work. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, I work at 3 a.m. I'm like, what? And I'm looking at my watch. It's past midnight. Do you know what I mean? It is past midnight. At this point, I'm thinking, does this guy need to go back home and sleep at all, ever, or just go straight to work? And I go, maybe you should go home if you're not enjoying yourself anyway, and you're just thinking about work. Like, that's no fun. And he was like, yeah, I should, you know, really hesitant to not, to do that. He wanted to stick around. And I get it. It's Friday night. You want to get crazy. But if you're thinking about work this whole time, I mean, what is the point of being there in the first place? But we stopped talking about that. A song came on that he liked and I kind of liked, not really. I honestly didn't feel like dancing, but he wanted to dance. So I danced with him, and for a moment he forgot about work. So I'm like, all right, cool. Then he says, oh, I'm going to go to the restroom. I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. So I sat down talking to other people, and then I started to think, like, where is he? It was been a while. And, you know, maybe there's a long line, whatever. And so I didn't think anything of it. More time had passed. Then one of his friends was like, hey, where's so-and-so? Where's Damien? I'm like, I don't know. And I said, he did say he went to the restroom, but that was a while ago. So I think everyone maybe just assumed he went to work or went home because we didn't see him anymore. So I hope he's okay. Dude, are you fine? If you hear this, I doubt you'll find me, but I hope you're fine, Damien. I hope you're fine. That's, but note to self, guys. If you have work close to the time that you're going to go clubbing, you better say to yourself, fuck work. I'm going to enjoy myself. If you're going to be like worried about work the next, you know, going to the club, do not go. It's just, I mean, it's not because like you're going to be a Debbie Downer for people. It's not about that, but for your sake, for your sanity, for one thing. But if you really think like, oh, I don't really hang out with my friends and this is it, then okay, I get it. But enjoy yourself. Enjoy the moment. Yeah, you would think my night has ended there. No, it did not. Because Jay came back. That charmer I talked to you guys about, the guy who was, you know, that his confidence is more attractive than his looks kind of guy, that guy came back into the picture. Actually, I didn't mention this. When I was hanging out with Julius and his friends, he saw me from afar because he had stepped away from that area. He saw me from afar. He looked at me, nodded at me. I nodded back. Then he gestures with his hands, you know, like that finger gesture, like, hey, come to me. Nah. First of all, hells to the no that I'm going to come to you like that. For one thing, I ain't your whatever, you know, I'm not some person, some woman that just comes to you just because you hand gesture to me. Like, if you want to come to talk to me, you go to me, sir. I don't really care about you, really. I really don't care to talk to you. So why would I go there? You know, and at the same time, that's just really demeaning to do that. Like, you're not being cool right now. As much as that was kind of hot in a sense, because you see that in movies and all that, at the same time, it's like I remind myself, like, nah, I respect myself. I'm not going to go to you. Like, what do you have that you'll give me anyway? There's just, even if, nah, it's just bullshit. Nah, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to walk over there. So I didn't. I was like, you come here. And he didn't. I'm like, all right, fine. I don't give a shit. Don't give a fuck about you. I'm hanging out with people and I'm having a good time. So no. Anything that you do, don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Yeah, so there was that. I'll tell you right now, this J character has big balls. Like, metaphorically big balls.
Oh my god.
Because for him to hand gesture like that to me, that's fucking some disrespectful shit to me. I don't like that. Anyway, and so as the night went, time goes by. I'm still hanging out with a group of friends. Where did I go? I think I step out to use the restroom. I come back and I sit down. And he's actually there in that area sitting at the same booth. And near my where I was sitting, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna sit there. I'm gonna go back and sit there. I don't give a shit. Don't give a fuck about you. That's where I was sitting. I'm not gonna move just because of him. So I sat next to him, and I'm gonna be honest, I was attracted to this guy.
What?
As much as I sound annoyed right now talking about him, I was attracted to him because.
Really?
Again, confidence makes a big difference when it comes to talking to women or just being in any situation, whether it's in a workplace or with your family. Like, that shit makes a big difference, like confidence and knowing and also recognizing or not having fear, it seems. Or if they do have fear, it's like, fuck it, who gives a shit kind of attitude. So anyway, I sat next to him and I thought this guy's gonna start talking to me. He doesn't, actually. He doesn't talk to me. He's talking to another dude who's sitting next to him. And I'm like, fine, whatever. So I don't mind him. He doesn't mind me. And I'm thinking, okay, cool, he forgot about me. All good in the hood, don't talk to me. Then eventually that guy next to him leaves and it just leaves me and him. Even though on the left, I'm still hanging out with the peoples. Then he starts talking to me and it was pleasant. It was okay. It was like, all right, you know, then a song comes on that we both like. We start dancing to it. He wants to grind on me. I avoid that shit because I don't like grinding. And then and I was like, I'm going to go to the restroom. So and I tell my club friends. At the moment, I said, I'm going to the restroom. So I go and he's taking me. He's actually accompanying me towards the restroom. I mean, I'm sure he's not going to go with me. He's just accompanying me. So I was like, okay, what is this gentleman shit you're doing? Whatever. So I go into the restroom. So of course it seems like you would think this guy is going to wait for me, right? That's what I was thinking. I'm like, all right, this guy seems okay. All right, that's fine. Then I'm done. I go out and I'm looking around. This guy is gone. I'm like, where is he? I do look. I genuinely not look like that hard, but I do look around like, where is this guy? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fuck it. I'm not going to look for him, right? I don't owe him shit. We're not together anyway, whatever. So I go to another room. I don't go to the same spot where I was. I go to another room and that room, like, less people are there. I like that place. And also one of my security guard friends is there. So I hug him, I greet him and we talk, whatever. I sat back down and then, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back to that spot near the restroom. And I actually wanted to look for him. I don't know why. Like, again, confidence, dude. He had so much confidence. I'm like, you know what? I'm attracted to this guy. And I can't explain any other thing. I can't give any good reason why I went back to look for him. So I was standing there and I said hi to another security guard guy. I was like, hey, what's up? Whatever. And then, he shows up. He was like, oh, where were you? I go, dude, I got out of the restroom and you were gone. And then he was like, oh, yeah, I saw you walking towards the door like you were leaving. And I was like, oh, thinking, oh, that's how it is. That's bullshit, though. I'm like, yeah. Like, in my mind, just kind of rolling my eyes, like, that's bullshit. You were fucking about to leave, or you have, like, the patience of a one-year-old. Like, what the fuck? We end up leaving the club together. Now, hold on. We didn't do anything sexual, if you're all thinking that. We went outside, and, yeah, this guy's so, I don't know why. See, this is the thing about confidence, like, for women, sometimes we get blindsided. Like, we like the guy, the bad boy, because bad boys have a lot of confidence, right? They don't give a shit about things and they treat you like shit. But yet, for a lot of us women, we like that. I don't know why. It really does have to do with their attitude and the way they put themselves out there. And so this guy is one of them. So thank God I didn't, you know, continue to pursue anything with him. So anyway, we go outside. We're crossing the street, right? It was green, so yes, we can walk, but there was no, you know, that sign with a man, you know, where it says, yeah, it's cool to walk, go for it. It didn't go on. So I'm thinking these lights are gonna turn yellow, and then, you know, these cars are gonna go. So he's walking casually, but I start kind of like, you know, walking faster, kind of jogging to the other end. He was like, oh, that's so Asian. And I was like, I ignored that because I was like, okay, whatever. We keep on walking because he had said, like, let's go to another bar. And I'm like, okay, whatever, let's go. So we're walking towards like three different bars and I have no idea which bar we're going to. He doesn't say that. And I go, are we going in there? Right? That first bar happened to be called Revolution. And I said that because that was the first bar there. Like, hey, are we going there? He was like, oh, you want to go there? Oh, that's so Asian. Like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? It's like he's like already creating these like, or has these stereotypes of Asian people. And I was like getting really pissed about it. So I go, if you say that one more time, I'm walking away. And I meant that shit. Okay. And so he was like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. We keep on walking. And then I forgot. I think I said or did something. I don't know what it was. Point is, he said, oh, that's so Asian. And I go, what did I say? If you say that again. He's like, then go walk away. And I did. I walked away. I took my keys out. As I was walking away, I was ready to go home. I'm like, fuck you. Because, what we have here is nothing, really, in a sense. This is talk is cheap kind of thing. You know what I mean? I don't like being disrespected. And if you're going to continue to act that way, especially I told you not to say that, then I'm not going to hang out with you. Fuck that, right? So I'm walking. Because we walked through an alley, right? And the alley was safe. There was a lot of people. There was, like, bars along the way. And then I was like, nah, I'm walking away. As I was walking towards the other end of that alley, towards the parking lot, there were two guys who were, like, giving me high fives. Like, hey. They were probably tipsy and shit. You know, hey, hi. You know, I give them high fives, right? It's like, whatever. People do that shit when they're drunk. This guy, one of them was like, oh, I like your jacket. Where'd you get it? I was like, oh my God, this is so old. This is from Mervyn's. He was like, Mervyn's? Like, how old are you? You look so young to know Mervyn's. I was like, well, I am 33 something years old. He's like, what? You look like this age. I'm like, I know. So we got to talking. Turns out this guy was hilarious. He was funny. Seems like he had a great personality. And we just started talking, right? I wasn't like attracted to him in that sense, like sexually attracted. I just thought, hey man, this is a cool dude, whatever. And so we exchanged Instagrams. As I was talking to him, at the other end was Jay. He literally walked around a fucking building to go to the other side of the alley to meet me. And he continued to pursue me. He walked towards me, tried to hold my hand or whatever, tried to hug me, you know? And I was actually impressed by this. I thought, wow, this guy has the guts. He has huge balls to do that and just be persistent. And I like that. I'm not going to lie. I like when guys chase me. And I might not be, I don't think I'm the only woman here that likes that. It's the sense of being desired that's really nice. And, God, I hate to admit that. But, yeah, it does feel good. It does feel good. So, anyway, he approaches me and he's like, I forgot. He said some shit that I was like, I don't know. We had some kind of exchange and it was just kind of a flirtatious kind of thing. And that guy that I met, the funny guy, was just watching us. And turns out Jay know this guy. Like, they met before. And the funny guy was like, yeah, like, I went to his house once. He's a friend of a friend. I'm like, oh, okay, damn, all right. And then he was just watching us interact. Like, he didn't leave. He didn't take the cue, like, oh, shit, they're talking and talking like that, you know? So anyway, me and Jay are just talking. I don't know what we were saying to each other. But then he kind of comes toward, we kind of come to this point, like, we're about to kiss, right? And I'm thinking, oh, my God, do I want to kiss this guy? You know, you would think it's an automatic no. You would think, oh, Lady G, you're not going to kiss this guy, are you? Like, this guy's a jerk. Look, listen. I'm sure I'll tell you I did kiss him. And he was a good kisser. And then he approached me again, and we kissed again. And I let him. And I pushed away because I was like, oh, I don't want to do this, you know? And he was like, that's hot when you pushed away. And it was hot. It was hot, guys. And but I was a well-behaved lady. And after that, I was like, oh, nah, I'm not going to go home with this guy, you know? So we separated from Funny Guy. I mean, we already exchanged Instagrams, whatever. Then we were walking towards, me and Jay were walking towards the same direction as we were. We passed by that Revolution bar and any and all that. And then I really wanted to go to the restroom. So I was like, oh, I got to go to the restroom. Now, I do want to say I didn't know where we were going. I thought we were still going to another bar. So I said, I'm going to use the restroom. And so there was a bar there. And at this point, they weren't there was no cover because it was like close to the time of them shutting down anyway. So, you know, I go in. Of course, I have to show my ID, whatever. I go in, use the restroom. He waits for me outside. At least that's what I'm thinking. All right, he's going to wait, whatever. And I'm telling myself in the restroom, don't do anything dumb, meaning don't fuck him tonight. Don't fuck him. Just don't do it. You're going to regret it. And then I go outside, and guess what? That fool is not there, nowhere to be seen. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? So he does it again. I'm like, what just happened? I thought we were going to continue to hang out. Now, before I move on, I do want to say, though, as I did say, hey, I'm going to go use the restroom at this bar. He was like, well, I just live around the corner. Or if you just want to use the restroom here and just pop a squat. I'm like, what the fuck? So then I start thinking, oh, we were going to your place. I see where we're going. Just because I gave you a kiss, you were thinking, oh, I got her, I'm going to fuck her. Like, no, dude. A kiss is just a kiss. Like, if you want to have sex with someone, with a woman, you're going to have to really confirm it with this woman. Like, oh, let's go to my place. He didn't even say that. He just blurted it out as I wanted to go to the restroom. You know what I mean? So that's why I was telling myself, don't do it, Dare. Don't go with him, whatever. But when he wasn't there, I was like, yeah, pissed because that's really disrespectful. He just left. But two, relieved because then I don't have to deal with like having to say no and him trying to get me to get to his house. Anyway. But then as I was headed to my car, I noticed a group of people at the other end of the alley, which is where I was going to walk through to get to my car. And some of those people looked familiar, and I think it was his friends. So I'm thinking, oh man, he's probably in that crowd. He's probably thinking, I'm going to walk through that crowd and he's going to see me and be like, oh, there you are. Let's go. You know? So what I do is I get out my keys and then I go, because there was like a building, you know, right there. I went around that building towards the parking lot to avoid that crowd because I was like, he might be there. And I went home. I went home because, yeah, I want to avoid that interaction with him having to say, nah, I don't want to do that. So thank goodness we didn't exchange any kind of form of contact, including no Instagrams, nothing like that. I was like, great, don't have to deal with him, right? So yeah, that was my night on June 22nd leading up to June 23rd on Saturday morning. And I think that's why I said that to myself, that I'm sick of clubbing by myself, because if I was with someone, I would have done that. I would have been sticking close to my friends. I mean, I could still socialize with people, but at least like I know, oh, I got my friend right there, you know, or my friends can make me accountable. Because sometimes as human beings, we don't think. We just do not think. We just do sometimes. And sometimes we're not disciplined. Like, I could have, like, not go outside the club with him. But I was curious and fascinated with him and somewhat attracted to him. So I did it. If I stick to my rule, oh, don't, you know, just stay in the club and then go home. Like, don't try to hook up with anyone. I don't try to hook up with anyone. That's not my goal at all. And if I'm attracted to someone and it leads to a kiss, then okay, there. I stop there. And I don't know if that's fucked up of me to kiss someone and then the guy's going to automatically think that means we're going to have sex that night. That's not the case, man. I don't know. That doesn't work for me. Maybe, I mean, because is that a cultural thing? Like, oh shit. Or is that like a code? Like, if we make out at the club, that means we're going to fuck later. Like, fuck. I don't want to say I brought this to myself, but is it because I don't understand like the club culture of that part where like that's what it means? Shit, maybe I missed the training. Anyway, so we'll see if I go out again by myself. I had the chance to go out by myself because I was in the area last night. I checked out like live shows. I actually went to like an STP, you know, Stone Temple Pilots cover band gig, and that was great. And then after that, I saw a few performers playing acoustic guitar, and I introduced myself to one of them, and now I'm his friend on Instagram, Charles Grace. That's his real name. And you can find him in Instagram, Sleeping Police Instagram. Oh, yeah, in Instagram as well, and Spotify. And he's going to be featured. He's going to be a guest one of these days in my podcast. So watch out for that. And so anyway, I was able to meet new people. And I thought to myself, I don't want to go to the club if it's by myself. Like, I'm sick of that shit. So I'm taking a break, I think. It depends, because if I really want to dance, I'll go. You know what I mean? So at the moment, I'm taking somewhat of a minor break here. Minor break, which might last only for 2 weeks. I didn't go last night, and who knows what will happen tonight. But anyway, I'm going to like put down the period. This is going to be the end of this segment on my solo night out, the fifth time. All right, correction. This is actually my sixth time going out on my own. Sixth time. I know, I think in my segment I've said fifth, then six. Fifth and six has been mixed, so for sure it's sixth time. Okay. I also want to hear from you. Some of you guys are not followers in Anchor, and that's fine, that's okay, or subscribers, I mean, but I still want to hear your point of view. I want to know your two cents on things. It doesn't always have to be about dating, or all my topics are not always about love, sex, and dating and relationships. I do talk about other things from time to time, but regardless, no matter where you are in your dating life, whether you're not dating, whether you are dating, whether you're not even dating ever, haven't dated ever, no matter what, you have a point of view and it counts, and I want to hear from you. So a way for me to listen to what you gotta say, you can join or you can follow my Instagram at lady_jig_love_exchange. I know that's really long. You don't have to type everything. I know if you put love_jig, you should find me already. I'm wearing like my logo is like me wearing a red top and so forth. So follow me there, and I do put out the questions. And if you want to, you know, be part of my segment, just message me and yeah, you will be in there. And I'm, you know, you can say, hey, I don't want to use my real name. That's fine. I'm not going to put your real name. I'll make something up. Or you could give me a pseudonym if you want. It doesn't matter. But yeah, for sure. I want to hear from you. other than that, I think that's it. So I'm going to say have a good day or evening or wherever you are. Be good to yourself and be good to others. Peace. Take care.